Welcome. My name is Dr. Romero Hufstead, and I'm a postdoctoral fellow at CAPS. This practice is an exercise you can do to help you relax when you're feeling anxious or a sense of panic. The practice uses a breathing technique called pursed lips breathing and includes some other tips to help with panic. Let's start by focusing on the breath. Gently put one hand on your stomach and one hand on your chest. You're welcome to release an audible sigh through the mouth as we get started. Sighing can help relax the muscles around the chest and the shoulders. Start by breathing in through the nose for a slow count of one, and then purse your lips like you're going to whistle, and breathe out through the lips for a slow count of two. Count one, two. Breathe in through the nose for a count of one, and out through the pursed lips for a count of two. Count one, two. Inhaling through the nose and counting one, and exhaling through the pursed lips, counting to two. See if you can breathe more into the hand on your belly, feeling your belly rise and fall as you breathe. Breathing through the belly will help calm down the fight or flight response you are experiencing in your body. So breathing in through the nose and out through the pursed lips, focus on counting your breath, breathing in one and out for two. Just let the air naturally escape out. Don't force it. Breathing in and out through the belly, feeling your belly rise and fall with each breath. If you're struggling, it's okay. Just hang in there and give the panic a chance to pass. Breathing in through the nose and out through the pursed lips, focus on counting your breath. Breathing in one and out for two. Counting one, two. Just let the air naturally escape out. Don't force it. Feeling your hand on your belly rise and fall. See if you can begin to lengthen your breath a bit as you start to calm down. Breathing in for two and maybe out for three. When people are panicking, they tend to experience shortness of breath and have trouble breathing. As a result, they start to hyperventilate and feel scared when they can't catch their breath. Pursed lip breathing and breathing into the belly can help mitigate hyperventilation and reduce shortness of breath. So keep focusing on the exercise and counting your breath. Focusing on counting helps by distracting the mind. Sometimes when we are panicking, we are focused on the physical symptoms the body is experiencing. This hyperfocus tends to intensify the symptom rather than decrease them. So distraction is very helpful. Developing some positive coping statements can help also, such as, "I've got this. It's gonna be okay. This will pass. It's just anxiety. I've been through this before. It'll be okay. I'm safe. I'm okay." Keep breathing into the belly. "I've got this. It's gonna be okay. This will pass. It's just anxiety. I've been through this before. It'll be okay. I'm safe. I'm okay." Sometimes people need a little reassurance from a loved one that things are going to be okay. You may decide to text or call someone for reassurance that you are not alone. Remember, we always have a counselor available 24 hours a day if you need additional support. Please refer to our contact information in this app to speak with our on-call counselor. You might need to go through these exercises a few times to manage your panic. It will end. Keep breathing. Maybe take an audible sigh to relax the shoulders and the chest, breathing into your belly, counting your breath. Remember, I've got this. It's gonna be okay. This will pass. It's just anxiety. I've been through this before. It'll be okay. I'm safe. I'm okay. As the recording of this practice is coming to an end, feel free to stay with this exercise as long as you would like.